I noticed you didn't answer my question. Do you think Boris is a prime minister in waiting?
You always get straight answers from me, don't you? And the answer's no.
Why?
I think, and you know, I've asked the same question myself in all sorts of places. I live and work in the north of England. Boris is enormously successful down south. He was a very, very good mayor of London for two terms. He absolutely hammered Labour and helped to raise London further up the international scale. It's a very, very successful city. But I don't think his appeal up north, where a lot of marginal seats exist, would be, shall we say, as strong. And that is important if you want to form a government with a majority, particularly if you want to form a government with a big majority. So that matters. But also, he has been the victim of his own verbosity and his capability with words. He's an extraordinarily good wordsmith. He's earned his living at it for years. And, of course, it always comes back to bite you. You said this, you wrote this, and all the rest of it. He's got a lot of baggage in that respect. What I think is beginning to stir in the higher echelons, what we used to call the smoke-filled rooms, is they're looking at some of the new people coming up. If the party's going to have a choice before the next general election, which could well be 5 years on, I think there's a feeling that there must be some new faces around. There's some extremely good people at Minister of State level. And calm under fire, very capable, very well liked in their constituencies. And the effort should be made now, I think, to bring them on.